بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي عبد الرحمن عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنهما قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: بني الإسلام على خمس: شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله، وإقام الصلاة، وإيتاء الزكاة، وحج البيت، وصوم رمضان. رواه البخاري ومسلم. حضرت عبد الله the son of حضرت عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنهما narrates: I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Islam has been built on five pillars, testifying that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is the servant and messenger of Allah. Establishing salah, paying zakah, performing hajj, and fasting in the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us in this dunya for one purpose, and that is to recognize Him. And for this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, and finally the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that he was jawami'ul kalim, very comprehensive in speech. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was able to condense volumes in a few sentences, in a few words. And if you want us to look at this hadith, there are a few aspects mentioned. But if you gain the reality of these aspects, then this will be a means of us gaining that deep connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, if you look in the libraries on each one of these topics, there's great amount of kutub written on each one of them in volume. But you have to get the reality of these things in our lives, then that deep connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be created, which is the objective of our life. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains to us that Islam is like a structure built on five pillars. The first one is the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun, ashadu wa la ilaha illallah, ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. And behind each and every one of these pillars, there's a great amount of mujahada and sacrifice. When there's mujahada, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the result. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّوْا سُبُلَنَا. If you look at iman, the mujahada behind that one is just the words, but to gain that reality behind the kalima, the yaqeen, in each of the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is a person when he sees those customers coming to his shop, and then to negate that and say that the razik, the one who provides, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a great amount of mujahada and sacrifice and effort behind it. When that shop is busy, then to leave that, to close up and to go for salah. There's a great amount of mujahada in that. Then fasting in the month of Ramadan, we all know the mujahada a person undergoes in that. Then a person is naturally attached to his wealth, and to give that amount in sadaqah, there's no easy task, but there's a mujahada in that. Performing of hajj, there's a great amount of mujahada in that. And when this mujahada is made, then the ta'luq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will develop. The first pillar, the kalima, la ilaha illallah, this is the fundamental and the most primary thing. Without this, a person can never ever enter jannah, no matter how good a person may be in his actions, in his amal, but without kalima la ilaha illallah, a person will never ever be successful. So, if the kalima had to be the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if it had to be placed on one pan of the scale, and the skies and the earth on the other, then this kalima will outweigh the entire skies and the earth. The second aspect, pillar mentioned in this hadith, is that of salah. After iman, the most important thing is salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that the coolness of his eyes was in salah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we all know, was rahmatul lil alameen. He never ever really cursed in a hurry. But there were a few occasions when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made bad dua. And one of these was in the battle of Khandaq, when due to the intensity of the battle, certain salah were missed, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam cursed the mushrikeen. So can you imagine the pain that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam must have underwent for missing this salah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that this happens so that the ummah knows how to cover up that salah. But this, the fact of the matter is that how beloved salah was to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if a person's salah is in order, then for him to abstain from sin and to come onto the other commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be very, very easy for him. But the reality of salah has to be acquired. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a person who was involved in some evil habits, and this was brought to the attention of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquired about his salah, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned something like this: that soon his salah will wean him of his evil. So this is the power and the capacity salah has in it. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. The next aspect is that of zakah. Zakah is also obligatory for that person who has that amount of wealth, and there's great details behind it. And one meaning of zakah means to grow. It means of increasing the barakah of a person's wealth. And if a person pays his zakah, then it will purify his wealth. It's mentioned in the hadith, severe warning for those people who do not pay their zakah. Those who hoard gold and silver and do not discharge his zakah will be punished with the same wealth of gold and silver for a duration of 50,000 years on the day of Qiyamah. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this ni'mat, and it is only right that we fulfill the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the aspect of hajj, if a person has the means, then it is obligatory for him to perform hajj once in a lifetime. And hajj is really a demonstration of a person's love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is clad in a certain uniform, he goes to certain places on certain times, he doesn't do his own thing, and his speech is controlled. فَلَمْ يَرْفُثْ the ayat of Quran, وَلَمْ يَفْسُقْ. A person who performs the hajj in this manner, then he will return, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, the day his mother gave birth to him, that free of all sins. And then lastly, the aspect of fasting in the month of Ramadan, we are experiencing this now. And the object of fasting, as we may have heard many times, is taqwa. One is the amal will take place, a person will increase his tilawat of Quran, dhikrullah, etc. And this must continue and should increase. But we shouldn't lose the plot and the objective of fasting, that is to gain this taqwa. That is the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By means of an example, if a person goes to perform umrah, he goes to Baytullah, and he performs excessive amount of nafil salah, tilawat of Quran, etc. But he doesn't see Kaaba, he doesn't perform umrah, what will think of this person? So similarly, a person who experiences the month of Ramadan, the amal will increase, and we should increase, but we shouldn't lose the objective, and that is to gain this taqwa. And taqwa in essence is to abstain from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to bring the reality of these aspects, of these pillars of Islam in our lives. And for this, an effort is required. Like how everything of this world, we understand there's effort behind it. So a person to get kalima in his life, there's an effort. A person to get salah in his life, there's effort, there's practice. A person to get the reality of fasting, that's where a person abstains from all sins, fasting of the eyes, the ears, the heart and mind. This also requires effort and training. And that zakat also, one is to just give it. But there are many details and laws behind this pillar and this aspect of zakat. Many a time a person discharges his zakat, he thinks he's discharging it correctly, but the works with the lunar calendar and many masail behind it. Sometimes a person is paying zakat incorrectly, and many a times we complain of certain hardships in our life, and this possibly as a result of non-payment of zakat, where droughts will come, as mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and various calamities will afflict a person. So we should do some soul searching. Are we fulfilling our obligation of zakah, etc., and all the other commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And most importantly, is we should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that for all these things to come into our life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hadi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the giver of guidance. So every day, like how we make dua for whatever worldly things we want, oh Allah, grant me the reality of iman, grant me the reality of salah, grant me the reality of all your commandments, whether it's fasting in the month of Ramadan, whether it's paying of zakah, like that, all the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to bring into practice.